strange operation got botched. My guardian angel fell asleep on the watch. Now all I've got is a Barbie doll crotch. I've got an angry aunt.
That sets up the story, but where does it go from there?
It's a sprawling tale, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, but it's full of a lot of hilarious bits, amazing rock and roll music, and a really touching love story or two in there. This is Plan B Theater Company's 10th year anniversary of the first time they produced Hedwig and the Angry Inch. They've taken it up to Park City to the Egyptian Theater for a run that extends through this weekend through Sunday. And for people who don't know the story, it's about a young East German boy who falls in love with an American soldier, and in order to come back to the States and start their life together, he has to have a sex change operation. Something goes a little awry along the way, and Hedwig ends up being a solo rock and roll singer in small town Kansas trying to make it in America. And the story is really well done. It's basically told through that one character, Hedwig, played by Aaron Swenson in an amazing performance. He has to both tell the tale, lead a rock and roll band that's performing throughout the show, and there's members of various local rock bands in the group. Really hard work for the lead actor in the play, but Aaron Swenson does an amazing job, and the whole production is just, it's part comedy theater, part great rock and roll concert, so it's just a blast.
And if you don't exhaust yourself contemplating that, what else is going on?
It's a pretty good weekend. There's lots of great music going on. Nico Case, who's one of my favorites, she is headlining the Summer Solstice Concert at Library Square. It's a fundraiser for the Utah Arts Festival. That's on Saturday night at 7:30, just $30. Great show. And also the Vans Warped Tour for all of our skateboarding fans out there and or their kids. That makes its annual trip to town on Saturday out at the Utah State Fair Park, starting at around noon. And then on Friday night, the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art downtown is having an opening reception for a show called Play Me, I'm Yours. And people might notice around downtown a bunch of pianos that are suddenly springing up for the public to play, maybe record themselves playing, maybe videotape themselves playing. So it's an interactive art project that's all over downtown this weekend. But you can go to the UMOCA and have a party on Friday night as well.